This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So Democrats no longer pick on me or send me messages anymore because I tell them about themselves, and then when they write to me, I fight back. I'm like, yeah, I know who you guys are. My second book is titled Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. And it was essentially a contrast between me and Barack Obama, like how I grew up, how Obama grew up, and how duplicitous Democrats are. See, Obama, we may look the same in terms of on paper, raised by our grandparents, you know, blah, 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 went to college, yada, yada, yada. But where we differ in terms of philosophically, in terms of philosophy, is dramatically different. And I learned from my mistakes, and Barack Obama didn't. He's learned nothing. But it goes deeper than that because it goes into the duplicitous nature of Democrats. My book does. I talked to you about Madonna raising her daughter Lourdes. She said, you can't watch my videos. It's okay for other girls, millions of other American girls, to watch Madonna's lewd videos or whatever she does and follow her work. But it's not okay for Lourdes, her daughter, to do it, because she wanted her raised more conservatively. I talked about Cher. Cher gets GLAAD awards. That's the Gay Lesbian Whatever Association awards. While she practically blew a gasket when little Chastity decided she wanted to become Chad. And I could go on. These people, they tell you, oh, I'm so open-minded, I'm so this or that. They are the biggest liars on the planet. John Kerry, they talk about, oh, pay your taxes, we need to charge more taxes. You know what John Kerry did? He parked his yacht, Esmeralda, in another state. Why? To avoid taxes. Barbara Streisand put her home in the name of her husband. Why? To avoid taxes. We go through all this stuff, pop culture, religion, etc. What the left will do, they will tell you to your face, I support this, when they don't. We're for helping black people. Then why don't you help them? If you really want to help black folks, I have some very innovative ideas. How about you help black business owners? How about you get a group of accountants and attorneys and you say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make sure you run your businesses correctly. You're going to pay your taxes. You're going to pay your, all your FICA stuff. Because that's what these companies do. These are small companies. They don't know it. They think, my brother ran a company and he was like, man, we just got a $100,000 contract, you know, whoo. And he'd go out and start spending money. And I'm like, going, dude, you do realize a bunch of that's going to go to your taxes, right? You got matching funds for your employees, you got corporate taxes, you got all kinds of stuff, and what happens? IRS came in, swoop, you weren't paying your corporate taxes, FICA taxes. Well, you got to pay that. That's people's Social Security stuff. But I'm not trying to throw him under the bus. I'm just telling you, stupid stuff. He did this early, you know. But now the entrepreneurial spirit existed in him. Congratulations for that. But you got to do it right. But he didn't. So I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm going, you know, help. There's a way to help black folks. And the way you want to do it is first empower those who are willing to go out on a limb, who are willing to take a step. But you know why they can't do it? Because if they do that, black folks will become successful. And oh, by the way, those people helping them will be admitting that capitalism is the best way to empower a group of people. Can you imagine if young black kids grew up with... I was fortunate. My uncle, God bless him, he's a scoundrel. But I love him to death. And this man worked his butt off. He would start a business in a minute. And your nephew, come in here. And he showed me how he'd run the business. And I ran his vending route. I worked at his restaurant. I worked at every business my uncle had. I probably had a little something to do with it. You know, like a piece of, you know. I mean, I wasn't getting paid much. But I watched him. And I watched all the things he did wrong. But you know what I watched? I watched his hustle. I watched his persistence. And my uncle was probably close to being a millionaire at least three times, and he would go to zero. He'd get arrested or do something stupid. He even had a dope business. I wasn't in that one, by the way. I've never been involved in that. But my uncle could, he would always rebuild himself. I'd watch him ride these roller coasters, and you know what I would think along the way? Why don't you just do it by the book, man? You're smart. But lefties, they're hypocrites. They don't want to help. There's plenty of ways to help, but the ways that they would help would actually solve problems. It would have black kids thinking beyond sports and entertainment. Everybody wouldn't want to be a freaking, you know, quarterback of the Kansas City or Beyonce showing her X sign during the Super Bowl. They would want to do something else. They'd want to say, you know what? I can be something bigger. I can be something significant without having to shake my butt and twerk in public or catch a football or bounce a basketball. There's more to life than that. But don't dare teach entrepreneurial spirit. So leftists can try to fool. Okay, we want to help people. Help. What does Twittergate prove? What do all these other things leading up to Twittergate prove? Everything that you've learned about leftism. What did COVID lockdowns and masks and forced vaccinations prove? Shut down businesses. If you were an entrepreneur during the time of COVID, I feel sorry for you. This government conspired against you. And Twittergate can prove it. I guarantee you, Elon Musk is sitting on the data. And so is Zuckerberg. And so are the people running Google now. They're all sitting on data. They don't want to tell you the truth, which leads me to transparency. Remember Adam Schiff? He had all this information on Donald Trump. He had 100% proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. And he would reveal it. And every time they ask him, well, you know, I'll get it out. It'll be out there. It'll come to... And where is it? Where's any of the proof to anything that they've said? Where's any of the proof that the vaccines were effective? There is none. You want to know why? Because the vaccines weren't effective. And you were a super spreader if you got the shot. And you could get sick. And you want to know what happened if you got the shot? You got even more sick. And I could go down the list. List of lies. A litany of lies. But they tell you they're transparent. They're so transparent, they gave coverage to the vaccine manufacturers 75 years after you were all dead. Somebody could look at the data. Oh, but it wouldn't matter because you couldn't sue them. Yeah, that's really protecting you, right? That's really transparent. That's really helping you. These people are liars. And if you haven't figured it out, you shouldn't believe anything that they say. But meanwhile, a guy like Alex Jones files for bankruptcy because he makes a stupid comment. But what about them? What about the vicious lies, the things that have impacted people in ways that they will, from which they will never recover? What about those vicious lies? Any lawsuits pending for Hillary Clinton and those folks? Any lawsuits pending for Christopher Wray for hiding that notebook or that laptop of Hunter Biden from 2019 on? Any lawsuits for any of the things that we're uncovering right now? I want people in jail. Don't you? I know you do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talk about leftists often. I talk about Democrats. I talk about the so-called progressive movement. And I ask you, what's so progressive about it? What's moved forward? Unless you're a member of the LGBT community, there's nothing progressive. Oh, Kevin, it's made it mainstream. What? So we have transsexuals showing their naughty bits, reading the kids. That's progressive? There are things that as a heterosexual I don't want. I wouldn't want a dude in shorts showing his naughty bits reading to kids, much less a transsexual. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It has to do with decorum. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I didn't even know who this person was. I had to look her up. Lake Bell. She's dating Chris Rock now, which doesn't give you much, and she's done mostly voice work. But you may recognize her from a movie here or there. I think she was in the movie with Colin, the dude with the crooked nose, whatever his name is. Anyway, that does with Vince Vaughn. He's with Vince Vaughn all the time. That guy. But she was in a serious movie with him where they had to escape from Thailand or something. He was an oil executive. I think that's the same lady. Anyway, Chris Rock's dating her. And you can find all that out for yourselves. But here's what was interesting. She said she's better at parenting while under the influence. Here's what the article reads on page 6. Leigh Bell believes she is at her parenting peak while under the influence. Here's what she says. I am straight up a better parent when I'm just two cans in, the actress said of the cannabis-infused beverage at the California-based company's holiday party on a Monday. I don't know when this story came out. But she's profiling some drink that's made with cannabis. And she says she's best as a parent when she's two cans into this cannabis drink. And she says, I'm like on their level, she explained of her children, noting that she can, quote, she, quote, can't get through the Christmas season without being stoned. And I always crack up at these Holly weirdos who have the best reality ever. I want you to understand, you are out there doing your craft. I don't know what you want out of life. But when you think about a social calendar, and again, some of these things have zero appeal for other folks. But think about having a social calendar where you're invited to a cocktail hour, you're invited to a home with some friends who are big in the industry. You're in an industry where all of you are. I mean, I can't imagine being part of the club. Now I own the Flick Fest, and we're going to develop some people like this. And it's fun hanging out with the celebs who've been kicked out of Hollywood, the conservatives. But I'm saying you just have an embracing culture where people are talking about, oh, my next project, I'd like to get you in on it, Lake. And, you know, oh, I'd love to do that thing, and reading scripts. And then you go and pretend. And you're pretending, and they're giving you lavish food, and you're making crazy amounts of money, and you can hire personal trainers, and you have a lifestyle that you can bring your kids. Your kids can be part of what you do every single day. Your spouse can be part of what you do every single day. I was looking at Annika Sorenstrom, who retired, didn't play golf for years, and she got pregnant, had kids. Her husbands are caddy. She went on the senior tour. She says, she started playing and asked the kids. She says, do you guys want mom to play? Because when she turned 50, they said yes. So she starts playing, and guess what? The entire family's with her the entire time. Husband's a caddy. Kids are there watching the game. She's teaching them the game. I mean, it's amazing. And so I don't think she's doing it stoned, by the way. But this lady, Lake, is in the lap of luxury. She is doing a job that people would give part of their liver and maybe a kidney to do, and making lots of money, lots of friends, parties. You know, go when you want, don't go when you don't want. I mean, the world is your oyster the way we envision Hollywood. Don't misunderstand me, folks. I know you're fighting for roles, and, you know, it's a job, too. Don't misunderstand it. But at her level, she's dating Chris Rock. She divorced some dude who was a pretty big name. I don't know who it is, though. Maybe it's in the story. And she's not a bad-looking lady. She's gotten, apparently, lots of roles. She's probably got life after Hollywood, given that you can go on a speaking circuit. And, you know, you don't disappear. It's kind of like an athlete. You make more money out of Hollywood or out of sport than you do in the sport. I'm sure that's true of Hollywood. But she can't get through the Christmas season without being stoned. She says, I become literally a kid. This is what the drink does for her. I'm just like, that's a effing crazy dinosaur. Like, let's get on the ground right now and be effing crazy dinosaurs. Let's open some presents. F it. And I bet that's the language she uses when she's talking to her kids. The Bless This Mess alums comments come 4 years after she told Ember magazine that pot is almost better than a glass of wine. Now, that being said, look, I don't know. I'm not mad at her because she decides to imbibe and whatever she is. But here's what she says.
She can't get through the season without being stoned. See, stoned means, you've heard the phrase, stoned out of your mind. Well, she's a better parent when she's stoned out of her mind. Not when she's lucid and reality is there. It's only when she's stoned out of her mind. See, I go back to the crazy nature of what we're going through as we look back through all these political things that have happened, where we get called election deniers, we get called climate deniers, we get called inhumanitarian because we don't want to allow illegal immigration, but we're fine with legal immigration. We get called homophobic because we don't want to use pronouns or some stupid thing. And I could go on. But she doesn't want to live in her reality that they've created, all these leftists has created. She can only get through it stoned. Well, it makes you understand how they get through it. It makes you understand that they're not dealing with life rationally. It's like I talk about Philip Seymour Hoffman quite often. The dude who didn't have to get on the casting couch of Harvey Weinstein, because you wouldn't want him there. He'd look like Ernest Borgnine. He's not an attractive dude. But what an actor Philip Seymour Hoffman was. This guy was amazing. And he got roles because of his talent. And I'm going to tell you, watch him in a variety of roles. I didn't see him do pure comedy, but this guy played the smug guy. He played the effeminate dude. He played crazy roles, and he played them to the hilt. You lose yourself in his roles. And you know what this guy did? He came home from a trip. I talked about it the other day. The nanny brought the kids over. They hugged daddy. And he says, well, hey, take him to the park. And he went into the bathroom and he shot up with heroin and died while his kids played with the nanny in the park after coming home from doing his job. His kids were not more important than getting that high from heroin. And this lady says she's at her peak when she's under the influence.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic-led January 6th committee plans to make criminal referrals following their investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. That's according to the chairman, Benny Thompson. The Democrat didn't reveal who may be referred for charges, but he said there's a discussion being had about those who allegedly lied during the investigation. One item under discussion in Congress is U.S. aid to Ukraine to help them defend against the Russian invasion. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, discusses the importance of aid to Ukraine on the Senate floor.
I hope it sinks in for all members in attendance just how critical U.S. aid has been, not just for our allies, but for our own protection.
President Biden is hosting Apple CEO Tim Cook during a visit to a new computer chip plant in Phoenix, Arizona, Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Been covering leftist hypocrites and how leftism has to be done under some sort of a hallucinogenic or some sort of a mind-altering drug, because if you have to confront leftism face-to-face, well, who wants to do that? Who wants to come to grips with the truth? Because for the left, the truth are their demons. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So we talked about the hypocrites of leftism, and when it's exposed, they fight harder. They fight harder because they don't want to believe about themselves what they know about themselves. And why they despise us is because we represent what they want to be. I've told this, this is a psychological discussion that we should have, and probably should have real doctors, Dr. Drew, for example, a guy who was considered a great guy until he had, I think he made the mistake of having some right-leaning idea. And suddenly he's on late nights, he's dealing with comics now. But Dr. Drew would be a great guy for us to have to talk about this subject. Let me tell you, the jealousies that I've ever felt for people, I can tell you point blank, were because I felt like they had something in them that I wanted. That either I couldn't achieve or didn't achieve because of a laziness or something like that. That's what builds resentment. And you outgrow it. If you become an adult, you'll outgrow it because you learn, I can have that. If I want to work hard, I can have that. And certain things you can't have. You're not going to be a better artist than somebody who's a natural artist. You're just not going to be. You can work at it all your life. But you might come up with another way to nuance it in such a way that you're good. Everybody's not a master. People sell art. They're not the best artists, but they sell art. And there's a place for everybody. You just have to find it. You may not make the big leagues, but maybe you're a scout. Maybe you're a pitching coach. Things like that. You understand? Of course you do. So you outgrow it, but not leftists. Leftists don't outgrow it. They resent us because we represent what to them is what they want to be, but what they're not willing to work hard to be. The only way they want to be us is they want to cheat. And then they resent it because they know it's the wrong thing to do. They know they haven't earned it. But you overlook it because, hey, man, it's money, it's power, it's whatever you believe is the thing that this earth is supposed to give you.
I saw this story. Howard Stern criticized Oprah Winfrey for, quote, flaunting her wealth. Here's what he said. There are people out there struggling. Want to take a guess on how much Howard Stern is worth? You guys know? What do you think Howard Stern is worth? 100 million, 200 million? According to this report, Howard Stern is worth 650 million. Now, he's not a billionaire. I saw that there's a special right now with Howard Stern on TV, and it's him interviewing Bruce Springsteen. And I thought, who's going to watch that? Who cares? A couple of old relics trying to remind each other of how great they are. I every time I see it, I just flip right by it. I have zero interest. I'm sure somebody's interested, but I bet it's not a fraction. I bet you that Brandon Tatum gets more people on his YouTube channel than Howard Stern gets watching HBO or whatever it is with that particular special. And that's not a slam against Brandon because he's got a big audience. But I'm saying a guy who's not even known by millions. I'm talking about Howard Stern is a household word. People know him, the household name. They know him. Brandon's got a fraction of that notoriety, and I bet every time Brandon goes on TV or radio, he gets more than Howard Stern. So anyway, Howard Stern makes this comment. We looked up his charitable contributions, and they're not that many. The person who wrote this article found four. But he says, but they seem to be repeats of one another. One Quora contributor answered the question, does Howard Stern give a lot to charity by writing, considering he let a longtime employee's wife and a first cousin die of cancer, needing a GoFundMe to make ends meet in both cases, I think it's safe to say no. So in other words, Howard Stern let a friend and a cousin die of cancer, and they had to do a GoFundMe in order to try to pay the bills. And Howard, who's worth $650 million, didn't help him. Now, I don't know what he wants to do with this money. But I'll put it this way. If I were worth $650 million and anybody in my family was struggling with medical issues, consider it covered. This is the guy, by the way, who locked himself down for the better part of a year. He was going into 2 years and finally announced he's coming out of the dungeon. He's supposedly a real germaphobe. And Howard's almost 70 years old. He looks 90. He looks 90. This person goes on. His wife, however, openly shills for the NSAL, a BS animal rights organization. It's one of the worst excuses for a charity on the planet, designed solely to make her appear important and as a tax write-off on Howard's part. Now, I remind you, Howard wants to come off as the savior of America. He revolutionized radio. No, he didn't. I mean, yeah, it was what they call a shock jock. Let me put it this way. Howard Stern today couldn't make a living. If he had to start over, he couldn't make a living. He's got no useful talent. None. I'm not being mean. He's got no useful talents. Can you imagine this guy's selling cars, work in retail? What could Howard do? If he was at the right place at the right time and he brought where people were, you know, smell my finger, you know, after they rubbed it on their butt, doing kid stuff, shtick that would not play today. So now he's trying to change. Oh, I'm going to interview Springsteen. Howard Stern is as relevant as Naval Lint. But he's got, and look, I'm not protecting Oprah. I don't care. He criticized Oprah for flaunting her wealth. I don't know what Oprah does with her wealth. It's not my business. It's not my money. But I just told you what Howard did with his. I'm not saying he could have saved him from cancer. But if you had $650 million, and if I did, and my cousin and a good friend were sick, I can guarantee you they don't need a GoFundMe. I'll take care of it, no matter what it cost. I'm going to be okay at $650 million. But not Howard. No. He measures himself by how much money he has. Many people do. They measure them, their value. It would be like doing this, like saying, okay, I'm going to measure myself as a man by how many men I can beat up or can't beat up. I'm going to measure myself as a man by how much money I make. I'm going to measure myself as a man by how many cars I own or whatever. It's stupid, right? Because there's always going to be a better man, a bigger man, a stronger man, whatever. But how about you just, you take manhood, and I'm using this as an example, at its core. Being a good father, being a good spouse, being a good person, helping people, you know, using your manhood in a way that gives back to mankind. How about that as a measurement? Now, another guy goes on, he says, Stern hates humans and would sooner be buried with his millions than help another one. Well, the people, Oprah's friends, they clap back, they said. They clap back loud. And this guy writes, now, I don't particularly love Oprah, but at least she supports some girls' schools. Too bad they're all overseas. But the point is, why is Howard Stern mad at Oprah? Did he give his fortune away? Is he mad at other rich people? Like Elon Musk, he writes, that who lavishly bought Twitter. Or Jeff Bezos, who booked the trip on a rocket ship. Which, for the record, just the idea that Stern is mad at Oprah for lavish spending. Who does this guy watch Below Deck? Does he watch? Is he looking at Hollywood? Is he looking? Look, here's what's interesting. Howard Stern has $650 million. That's what somebody wrote here. And he's not spending any of it. He's not giving to charity. He's not helping family, friends, or whatever. He's sitting on his money. But he has the nerve. It's like almost a parable in the Bible where he says God gives each of you something. And then one guy goes out and he's got the same thing when God comes back. The other one is multiplied at times 10. And the other one's multiplied at times 100. And Stern is just sitting on his money. And he's mad at other people. And why did he pick Oprah? And how does he get away with it? How does this white Jewish dude get to pick on black Oprah Winfrey and get away with it? That's what you should be asking yourself. By the way, same question you might ask yourself on how do the Democrats get away with what Hillary Clinton did or what Hunter Biden does or what Joe Biden's doing or what Kamala Harris is doing or anybody else? How do they get away with this? What is the standard by which you measure? Because it doesn't seem to fit anything these clowns are doing. Howard Stern shouldn't be able to criticize. In the hierarchy of stuff, white Jewish male should not be able to criticize Oprah unless it's a money thing. Oh, Oprah makes so much more money. Maybe that's it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It just dawned on me, we never finished playing the rest of that clip after the guy who was guest hosting for Hannity talked about it. So I'm going to play the entire clip about Twittergate, and then we'll cover some other aspects of Twittergate, some of the tweets that came out, because it's pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, here's a clip from Fox News. Guy's name is Brett Tolman, and he's talking about Twittergate.
Brett, you followed this. You're a former U.S. attorney. You worked on Capitol Hill as senior position on the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know, we have Elizabeth Warren saying that now, Elon Musk is just in some cave making these decisions, but he's revealing the truth here. What strikes you about this story and the emails and texts that were revealed tonight?
Look, Jason, am I upset about the infringement and the use of government to infringe on a constitutional right? Absolutely. But that's not what angers me. What angers me is at the heart of this investigation of the Hunter Biden laptop is the potential compromise of our national security and the pay-to-play scheme that was elaborated by an insider that was being buried and that was being not only buried, but they were turning and flipping the stage so that anybody that wanted to look into this was seen as a conspiracy theorist, was seen as someone who was not, you know, pro-America or pro-democracy. And instead, we had Twitter. I'm not surprised, Jason, that this happened, but I'm outraged because this could have been an investigation that cleaned up one of the most corrupt incidences in our nation's history. And that should have been done. And I would have loved to have been the special prosecutor that was appointed on this and would have led a team to dig into the allegations and assembled the evidence and then presented it and thrown people in jail. That's what Twitter was ignoring, was the substance and the outrageous allegations that turned out to be true.
Yeah,
on the laptop.
And the reality is the Chinese had this. The Chinese were publishing it. The Chinese were using this
Absolutely.
As a tool, and they weren't allowing the American public to understand the national security threat. I think you're absolutely spot on.
There you have it, folks. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So he was offended. This is Brett Tolman on the use of government essentially as a tool, a weapon to stop information, to target people, etc. He says the heart of this investigation relates to national security, which, by the way, the Democrats have done a great disservice in saying, we don't care about Hunter Biden. That's Hunter Biden's private life. We don't care. It's not about Hunter Biden's private life. It involves his daddy. And his daddy hooked him up with all these various countries and said, go do the business for the family. Just make sure the big guy gets paid in what they call a pay-to-play scheme that the government and government officials, including our clan, the people who are supposed to protect us, buried and used the media to do it. As he went on to point out, anybody looking into it was considered a conspiracy theorist, not pro-democracy. Remember how these guys, they ran on the idea, the whole idea of their campaign for 2022? Vote for democracy, man. It's all about democracy. Preserve democracy. Democracy, democracy. And what did they do? They thwarted democracy, which, by the way, we are a constitutional republic. And he goes on to say this. It is up to the Department of Justice to clean up these things, to show the American people, look, we're not going to let anybody be above the law and get away with this. And what have we witnessed easily over the last decade? Easily. People getting away with being above the law. Jim Comey should be in prison. Just using him as an example. Eric Holder probably should be in prison. He says, Twitter ignored the substance and the outrageous allegations on the notion. You know what Twitter was trying to believe? They were probably more like, this can't be true. This has got to be a hack. Look at what they're accusing Hunter Biden of. This can't be. Come on. This really is him smoking pipe? This really is him in a video with prostitutes? This really is him brandishing a gun when he's not supposed to be able to own one? This really is him talking about all the crap that he's involved in and Chinese spies and Russian oligarchs? This can't possibly be true. This has got to be a novel of some sort. It is so far from what we would hope to be reality. We got to believe he was hacked. And he wasn't. That's Hunter's reality. And the idea that the Russians or the Chinese or both don't know what's on these laptops is, it would be incredible to believe this. You know the Russians and the Chinese are well aware of what's happening here. And I'm convinced. Look, I don't know. Neither do you. And neither do the 50 experts that said that this was a Russian misinformation that Joe Biden so always offers up. But I'll tell you this. I will bet you money that the Chinese and the Russians are using this information to keep Americans' foreign policy from impacting them negatively. Because I'll put it to you this way. Donald Trump would have shut Russia down by now if he were engaged with them. First of all, they wouldn't have gone into Ukraine. But had they gone into Ukraine, they'd be broke and Ukraine would be winning. I don't know which side of the fight we need to be on, but if we were targeting Russia, Russia would be toast by now. If we were targeting China, Donald Trump would be making statements saying, China, you need to open up, you need to do this. It would have been a tear down this wall moment had Donald Trump been president. And by the way, this is not a commercial for Trump. For those people out there, Kevin goes again. I'm telling you what would have happened if the truth had come out. If Donald Trump got to be in his rightful second term, none of the things we're talking about would have happened. But here's the thing. Think about this, people. Maybe because Trump didn't get his second term, we ended up with Elon Musk buying Twitter, being forced to buy Twitter and getting to the truth. Because as I said earlier in the broadcast, Elon Musk is a visionary. This guy would understand you can't start a fight unless you've cleared, clean house. Donald Trump thought, it'll be business as usual. I'll show and I'll come up, I'll wow them, they'll be on board, etc. And it didn't turn out to be true. Elon Musk is fighting a long game. So maybe in some strange cosmic way, it was good that Trump didn't win. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't like having Ketanji Brown Jackson on the Supreme Court. I don't like that Biden has uprooted all this stuff and essentially dismantled the 401ks and continued this COVID nonsense and shut down businesses. Trust me, there's a lot that I would like to undo by making Trump be president. But if I'm going to look on the bright side of this, we got Elon Musk. It took what happened to Trump to maybe wake up Elon Musk, and maybe it's awakened millions of others, because I say that it has. Millions of others. Anyway, here were some tweets. Scarlett Johnson, she's at Scarlett4Kids. She tweeted this. Trump faced impeachment twice without evidence of wrongdoing. Elon Musk just delivered the receipts on the Biden administration. Any Republican who won't fight with this kind of evidence is a co-conspirator and is as guilty as the Biden administration. Here was another tweet. The idiots on the left know dang well, they use a different word, it's not about Hunter's drugs, hookers, or porn. It is about selling access to his father and the 10% for the big guy. The gaslighting on this is laughable. Twittergate, Twitter files, Biden crime family were the hashtags that they used at the end of theirs. People recognize what's going on here, folks. And what I did this hour, we talked about the hypocrites of the left. How is it that they could be so detached? How is it that they could think that they are right in all of this? I've just given you some things to think about. They know they're not. They know they're wrong. And they're scared of us because we're right. I mean, look. As I mentioned before in the first hour, they want to be like us. They want to be, they'd like to be right on the ideas and have the power of conviction that we have and have righteousness on their side. And they can't have it all. They can't have it all. They want to. I wanted to talk more about, we're going to do a show about this SBF guy because, as I said, he got buried in the news cycle of all this Twitter stuff. And for the record, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be hearing about Twitter and Twitter stories the same way James O'Keefe and Project Veritas are breaking stories. And if I were James O'Keefe, I would go fly down, meet with Elon Musk and say, Elon, please let us be involved with this because he's going to dominate media.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.